From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's leader denounces an Iranian nuclear agreement under negotiation as a bad deal. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sought to make his case against a nuclear agreement being negotiated with Iran. Speaking Tuesday before a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress, the Israeli leader summarized his two major concerns.
This deal has two major concessions. One, leaving Iran with a vast nuclear program. And two, lifting the restrictions on that program in about a decade. That's why this deal is so bad.
He says the talks underway between Iran and the so-called P5+1 nations would guarantee Tehran would get nuclear weapons, a threat to the Middle East and the world. President Obama, who didn't attend the speech, said there was nothing new in the remarks.
On the core issue, which is how do we prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, the Prime Minister didn't offer any viable alternatives.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iran's foreign minister met in Switzerland Tuesday for a second day to discuss the Iranian program. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday unanimously adopted a resolution creating a system to impose sanctions on those blocking peace in South Sudan. Samantha Power is the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
While various papers have been signed, partial agreements entered into, promises made, assurances delivered, the situation has only worsened for the people of the U.N.'s newest country.
The U.S. draft resolution doesn't single out South Sudanese President Salva Kiir or rebel leader Riek Machar by name, although it does refer to leaders of any entity. Punishments would include an arms embargo, global travel ban, and asset freezes. The rival South Sudanese leaders met Tuesday in Addis Ababa ahead of a March 5 deadline set by a regional bloc mediating the talks. This is VOA News. An Iraqi coalition is battling its way toward Tikrit for a third day, facing Islamic State snipers and roadside bombs. With an estimated 30,000 fighters pressing toward the rebel-held city, the offensive is Iraq's largest to date in an effort to regain control of territory lost to the militants last year. A victory would be a geographic stepping stone for Iraqi forces to approach Iraq's second biggest city, Mosul. The heads of the three West African countries hit hardest by the Ebola epidemic, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, met in Brussels Tuesday, asking for donor help in repairing the damage to their economies caused by the deadly virus that has killed some 9,600 people. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf called for a post-war-style Marshall Plan to re-help build the country's economies. Ernest Bai Koroma is president of Sierra Leone.
The priorities now is one, getting to a resilient zero, two, rebuilding our health sector, three, getting our kids to school, and four, providing social protection for the most vulnerable and sustaining recovery from Ebola through expanding our fiscal space, restoring agricultural activities, and supporting the private sector.
Mr. Koroma said victory is within sight, but cautioned against complacency. While overall numbers of cases have declined, there has been an increase in parts of Sierra Leone. The country's vice president has placed himself in voluntary quarantine after a bodyguard died of Ebola complications last week. Two Australian drug smugglers in Indonesia were taken from their Bali prison Wednesday to an island where they're to be executed. Andrew Chan and Mayuran Sukumaran, who spent the past decade behind bars, were accompanied by Rahim Agbaje Salami of Nigeria and a 30-year-old Philippine national Mary Jane Fiesta Veloso, all four expected to face the firing squad in coming days. Five other foreigners, two Nigerians and a man each from Brazil, France, and Ghana, are also to be executed on the prison island off Indonesia's main island of Java. A Libyan security official says Islamic militants seized two oil fields Tuesday ahead of more UN peace talks. The official said rebel fighters took over the Bahi and Mabruk fields after Libyan security forces tasked with guarding the fields retreated. Ivory Coast goalkeeper Boubacar Kopa Berry, who became a national hero scoring the decisive penalty kick in the Africa Cup of Nations final Tuesday, announced his retirement from international sport at age 35. Berry only played in the final after first-string goalie Sylvain Gbohu was injured in the semifinal match. He also played for the Belgian squad Lokeren. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.